Island.
Yeah, we're at Jungle Island. Took my son there.
Yeah?
Yeah, took him to Miami. He loves animals, so I just took him there. Okay. It was fun. He was actually brave, though. I mean, to be a three-year-old, like, fed a crocodile, you know, like, I was happy about that.
What do you think? It's early this offense, but what are some of the differences you see in this offense with Mike?
Well, obviously, you know, we're going to throw the ball a lot more. A lot of underneath routes. Today we were able to throw the ball down the field. I think Benny and Paxton connected on a deep ball when we did on the ball, and I think he scored, even though they didn't give it to us. But, you know, I'm excited. You know, I remember this offense from 2014. I labeled it wide receiver heaven, you know, and it's very pass happy. And that's everything as a receiver what you want. So I'm excited.
Is the terminology then the same as it was back in
the day? It's a little different, you know, because in 2014 I wasn't with Mike. He was there, I think, 2013, 2012, a year before I got here maybe, but I wasn't there. So he's bringing in different terminology, which would be good because, you know, obviously, you know, San Diego's in our division. So change up some of the wording, change up some of the plays, and make our own packages based off the players that we have right now to fit the system. So I think he's doing a good job so far.
How difficult is that learning curve? For a wide receiver, everyone always focuses on the quarterbacks and how difficult it is.
It can be difficult if you don't get in your playbook. It's kind of like going to college. You know, if you don't study when you go to college, hey, you know, more than likely you're gonna get F or you're gonna fail out. But you know, they really encourage, and I encourage all the players to go home and study your playbook and make sure you're getting in it and know what you're doing, because in order for you to play fast and play up to your capabilities, you have to know what you're doing. So it starts right there. I've never went against Champ. Never. They just asked me that question. I think it's a whatever thing.
What's it been like on the field with Mike McCoy the first 2 days? Comes from, you know, being a head coach.
Yeah, it's fun. I was actually just looking at him earlier and said, man, this guy is cool. You know, he's very player friendly. You know, he'll talk to you. You can walk up and approach him and be able to ask him any questions. He's down to help, you know. And that's what I like in coaches, you know, coaches like that, to understand that, you know, the players make the system, you know, and if the players understand the system, that's how he gets his success. So I think so far he's been doing a great job.
What's the key for when we got like Jordan or Benny or Cody to take that next step?
Just make plays, make plays. You know, obviously you're going to make certain plays, but when the game on the line, want to step up, you know, that's how you gain respect in this league. You know, obviously being consistent in what you do, but also with that game on the line, making those big plays and making those grabs that no one thought that you would make, things like that. And I think all of them are capable of doing it. It's just based off opportunity and going out and doing it.
How much would it help to have a tight end or a third weapon to open up the red zone for you and DT? It felt like teams could really shift over and take one of you out.
Yeah, and hopefully we do a better job of that this year in terms of moving us around and being able to not have a team come out and play cover two and we just on the outside. And, you know, hopefully, like you know, he said, hopefully we do have a third receiver emerge and come up making clutch plays for his big-time plays, because we got the guys in the room. So we'll see how it goes. I know that the system is very pass-happy. I know that, you know, when you're excited to come to work every single day, you know that the system is fit for you as a wide receiver. You know, there's more energy in the room. There's more guys saying, oh, I can have an opportunity to go for 1,000 yards being that number three wide receiver. So, you know, I know all those guys are looking forward to it.
Was there a time last year when there was some tension between offense and defense?
You know, obviously you guys wrote on it, Mike. you tell me, you know. Hey, that was every story. You know, obviously offensively we lack, you know, and the defense was number one. But what can we do? We went out every single week and we tried to progress. We tried to keep getting better. We had a young quarterback, you know, and I think that, you know, some games we did get better. We just didn't score in the red zone. So hopefully, you know, this year it's number one offense, number one defense, and we're rolling around here and y'all writing it up, Mike, and your pen isn't even put down.
Yeah.
It's just, man, I'm tired.
We had material.
Yeah, let's go. You know, and that's what it's about.
Have those young quarterbacks continue to build on that and show some progress out here?
Yeah, yeah. I was just watching Trevor walk around. He's walking around with that same confidence of, man, you put me in the shotgun, I'm slinging around. You see Paxton, he sees the opportunity at hand, you know, being a young guy last year. You know, Paxton was like that deer in the headlights, walking around big eye. Now he's more relaxed, you know, and it's going to be interesting to see how Paxton takes his second year, and hopefully get that Memphis swag back and see those two guys compete and see who wins the job.
When you look back on draft night,
on the draft?
Your
when that check gonna hit my bank account? if you want to be serious, but I was just blessed. You know, obviously I was honored. You know, to be drafted in the third round, coming from a small school, SMU, it was everything. You know. To me, going in the third round, second round was a first round tag for me coming out of SMU. And it just showed all the hard work and dedication to be able to call my grandma and my mom and say, hey, look, we got an opportunity of a lifetime. And we just capitalized on it. So, you know, to all those guys, it's going to be a big day for the families tomorrow. A lot of tears, and this should be because it's a great day.
When did the check hit your mail?
I'm sorry?
When did you get that check?
I can't even remember. I had a car before it hit my bank account.